Buddy, buddy, bud, bud, buddy. 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Grease Man here. Let me help me with that book. It's got so many chapters in there. I can't believe y'all are still enjoying Rosie with this. So much to be eaten. Let's go to chapter 90. Nail that ugly thing. Yep. Chapter 90. You're at the bar. And you see a few of them in there. The kind of girls, you look at them, you know, you wouldn't normally look twice at them. Sure as hell ain't gonna bring them to the office Christmas party. But you say things like, well, I wouldn't throw her out on a wet night. Yeah. You know, in times of war, any hole is a trench. You ever heard that expression, you know? I mean, the kind of dame, you're sitting there at the bar, having your first drink, loosening your tie, looking around, checking out the availability of the game species known as Puntangus americanus. And as you walk to the bathroom, there are always a couple of beefy-looking dames that look at you with hope in their eyes as you go by. At first, they think you're walking over to them, and they straighten up in their chairs, you know, and they adjust their bra straps. But you go blowing by because you're headed into the can, you know. And, you know, the look of hope in their eyes leaves as you brush by them. As you resume your bar stool seat to look around. Finally, you see something you like. You may get three or four drinks in her and decide she's just a DT, you know. She's just teasing you. Now it gets to be 11:15. You're half in the bag. There's one good-looking babe left in there. It's a hassle. Let's face it, it is a hassle. Meanwhile, these other willing ones are sitting there looking at you. You could have had them at 9 o'clock. Now it's midnight, you know, you're looking at your watch. And then if you do get one, you know, are you going to follow her to her house or she's going to follow you to your house? That's a hassle, too. You ever try to follow somebody? You know, she just makes it through the intersection and you get stuck at the light. And then you can't remember what kind of car she had. Jeez, was it that Mazda? Jeez, what was it? You go along hoping you'll see a car at the side of the road, lights flashing. What happened to you? I. Or she's following you, and, you know, she doesn't make it through. I thought you had a Lincoln. I got a Lincoln. You know, you think you lost her, you end up enjoying Rosie, and then there she is. The hell with it. Never mind. I gave it to the office. It's a hassle. Why not, at 9 o'clock, go for one of them beefy babes? They're eager, no bones about it. You're not buying a lot of drinks. You walk over, you talk, one drink, and boom. And she's glad to get you, so she'll be very accommodating. You won't have to follow her. She won't have to follow you. Just take your car. You know, and in the end, cab fare. How the hell with it? She's real beefy. Bus fare. Huh? Bus fare. No fuss, no muss. You pick that thing up 9 o'clock. You're at your house 9:30. You bagged it by 9:45. You're seeing it bye-bye at the door at 10 o'clock. You got time for, you know, a little TV, the last half of the ball game. You get to bed early so you're fresh for the softball game with the guys the next day. Instead of being out till 2 in the morning, you got to talk to this thing till 3 o'clock in the morning. Finally, you hobble, it's 4. You run to the softball game, you're hating life, you're hungover. Remember, when you get tired of the game, when you get tired of the hunt, remember the motto of Chapter 90. Go ugly early.
Look out. Nobody rocks like the Grease Man, DC 101.